Talk to me.
Welcome back to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Today we are taking a closer look at how to ensure you're complying with customs and safety regulations when you source products from overseas with Kelby Woodard of Principal of TradeInnovations.com. My accent gets in the way there. It's Trade, T-R-A-D-E. Innovations, INNOVATIONS.com. Kelby, you know, is it best to use one country predominantly when you're importing so that you can get a handle on all these regulations and even the culture of the country? You know, me being from another country, I know how different cultures can be. What would you say?
Well, I would say that it depends upon how large you are and what volume that you're bringing into the U.S. And I would also say it depends upon your commodity. If you look at toys, for example, one of the reasons why the toy manufacturers are in trouble is because there's only about 40 manufacturers that manufacture most of the toys. And they're all located in China. So they have all their eggs in that basket. And when there's a problem in China, when they get a cough, the toy sellers here in the U.S. get a cold. Because they're so focused on China that anytime there's an issue, it's going to be a pretty massive issue. So typically, if we have a client of any size, we suggest that you diversify your sourcing opportunities because there's lots of opportunities for most products to be manufactured in other places in the world. And I would also say that primarily you need to be focused on regulations here in the U.S. Because if you're the importer of record for that product into the U.S., then really all you have to do is make sure that all U.S. laws regarding that import are followed and that you're compliant with those regulations, which means you only have to know one set of regulations. Usually, your supplier is the one that needs to make sure it meets all the regulations of the country in which it's manufactured, both from a governmental standpoint, but also from a customs standpoint. So, for instance, if you're importing from Haiti, as an example, that supplier in Haiti needs to make sure they are compliant with Haitian customs, and that's really not your concern. If they're not, it could mean a delay in your supply chain, so the more you know, the better off you are. But for the most part, it's the U.S. side that you need to be concerned about for your knowledge base. And so you can import from anywhere.
Now that you're saying that, to clarify, if you're selling products in the United States, but what if you're selling to another country? You know, you're importing into yourself, but you're selling that product into the UK or the Australia. Maybe you're getting the product from Mexico and having it imported in and you're shipping it. You should be aware of the regulations in those countries as well?
That's correct. And again, it's important to know the volume of the company we're talking about. Because if you're shipping, you know, a few hundred entries a year into the United Kingdom, let's say, from the U.S., usually what you would do is use a company like FedEx or DHL Express, those kinds of companies who have this pretty intensive knowledge of both U.K. as well as U.S. regulations and customs. So if you're doing that, primarily those regulations and concerns can be met by a FedEx or a small parcel shipment company like that. But it's when your volume increases and your exposure increases as your volume increases that does become more difficult if you're selling to other countries to understand, one, their culture from a marketing standpoint, but also their regulations from an importing standpoint. It can get fairly complex the larger you get because, of course, buying terms change regarding trade. So most companies who are importing into the U.S. that have any size to them usually buy what's called FOB, or free on board a foreign port, meaning that your supplier is responsible to get that container through the export customs process, through all the logistics in that country, and that you take possession of that once it is on board the vessel bound for the U.S. And that's when your responsibility for the regulations and everything else take over.
So the supplier's main responsibility is getting it onto that ship, and then you take it over, right?
That's correct. Now, there are occasions where companies find it beneficial to buy what's called Ex Works. And if you buy Ex Works, then you're basically buying it at the shipping door of the manufacturer wherever they are in the world. That's much more complex for smaller companies because you have to know the export regulations because you're now responsible for it. So watch the buying terms.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. You just got to work out what's best for your company and how
right.
you want to handle it.
That's right.
It is time for another short break. We have a lot more to talk about with Kelby Woodard when we return. Go to productsourcingshow.com to listen to this month's shows and read written transcripts, link to our podcast, and more. I'm Colette Marshall.
You're listening to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Timely communications with clients and prospective clients is the lifeblood of any business. If you want your small business to project a Fortune 500 image, then check out the toll-free voicemail and virtual phone services at intouchsys.com. Now even home offices have affordable access to world-class features such as personalized greetings, multiple voicemail extensions, call forwarding, and music on hold. Calls are answered professionally 24/7. Automate many of the tasks that you normally handle by phone and fax, freeing up your time to build your business. There are no long-term contracts, no equipment to install, no busy signals, and no headaches. Starting at only $9.95 a month, it's like having your own personal assistant for pennies a day. Through strategic partnerships, we also provide you with tools to help keep your clients longer and have them happily refer others to you. Get a Fortune 500 image today with services from intouchsys.com. That's intouchsys.com.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand. Log on, listen, and learn.
Ooh, those stale odors you smell inside your home or office are most likely bacteria, mold, or mildew. Now, Lasting Planet offers you Hygienic Air, the natural solution to clean your environment. Effective in sick buildings, Hygienic Air is clinically tested and proven to help eliminate mold and mildew. Placed in a room or HVAC system, the continuous action of Hygienic Air lasts for months, protecting your home, office, car, RV, or boat. It also comes in a non-aerosol spray that works on contact, actually penetrating the micromembrane where pathogens live. Environmentally safe, it generates no ozone, needs no electricity, and uses no harsh or caustic chemicals, just pharmaceutical-grade tea tree oil, farmed as a renewable resource. Visit our website, lastingplanet.com, to learn how Hygienic Air cleans the air you breathe. Lastingplanet.com, environmentally conscious products to improve your life and your world. Our world, lastingplanet.com. Dealer inquiries invited.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
If you're an eBay seller losing sleep over how to pack and ship impossibly difficult items, go to packmail.com. Find out how to solve your most delicate to your most complicated shipping dilemma. At Packmail, we'll ship anything, anywhere. Bring us your precious, your awkward, and your priceless. We'll make sure that each one arrives at its destination in one piece and on time. A sofa to Sacramento? A truck transmission to Tanzania? How about precious paintings to Poland or delicate dishes to Denmark? No problem. And no matter where or what you ship, Packmail has the solution. And it's always easy and convenient. We'll provide you free shipping estimates and, at most locations, we'll even pick up the items to be shipped. You get it all with Packmail. And tight deadlines don't have to be a problem when you work with the Packmail professionals. We make it our business to meet your deadlines. Check us out at packmail.com. That's P-A-K-M-A-I-L.com.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.